Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And coming up tonight, Mark, you've got another story that you've pulled from the front page of freetalklive.com because, well, our website now allows you, the listener, to essentially control the content of our site. So you get to submit different show prep ideas and things like that, and other listeners will vote them up and vote them down. And there's a story about an airport security bungle that you won't believe. Well, maybe you will, but it's pretty amazing. We'll get to it here if we get a chance, but your phone calls are the primary element. Let's go to David to start things out in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, Mark, Ian. How are you?
Hey, Guard's here too, David. What's on your mind?
Well, I was interested in Haiti and some of the things that we could do to help those people out. And obviously, if everybody's strapped for cash, there are, you know, a lot of very simple and basic things that can be done that can help out. I remember when Katrina happened. You know, you're probably familiar with the out in the Nevada desert, they do the Burning Man.
Oh, yeah. Big party.
Yeah, and right after Burning Man was over, by coincidence, it was pretty much, it was just shutting down when Katrina happened. And real quickly, we got in touch with Burning Man people, and there were a good many people who sent down their generators and their solar products and whatnot. And we got a start. Of things down there. And one of the solutions that we could do right now, are you familiar with those old the old satellite dishes that are about 6 or 8 feet across?
Sure.
C-band dish, yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you were to take an oil drum and you put it, up on a stand, maybe 6 or 8 feet in the air, and then you run the hose in one end and out the other end, close them off pretty effectively, some sort of a thing. What's going to be needed right now in Haiti is fresh water. Those people are going to get cholera, and if they've lost 150 or 200,000 people by crushing, they're going to lose a lot more than that by bad water. And so they need sterilized water and opportunity to clean up as well as drinking and cooking water. And what I'm thinking of is those old satellite dishes, if you line them with, say, just basic aluminum, they would probably work for about a month before the aluminum would start to break down. But you'd put those satellite dishes and aim them essentially at those oil drums. You could boil water, I'll bet, in tropical sun. I'd bet in less than an hour, you could probably get it up to something short of 200 degrees, if not over.
Hmm. And interesting. I never heard that one before.
Well, I saw a guy back in the 70s as a part of a college project. He did the same thing. He essentially just came up with a parabola. It was slightly different curvature, but it was basically the same thing.
So collecting the light and then focusing it, so basically kind of a similar idea of burning an ant with a magnifying glass, except a little bit a larger scale.
Yeah, exactly. And, in this case, you'd put a shelf out, 6 or 8 feet out, and then you would, have these, say, like oil drums. You could probably take, if you had some of those, people will get a gas delivery every few months, out by the side of their yard. That's much stronger and cleaner steel than an oil drum. You generally don't know what was in an oil drum.
I don't really think I'd want to drink water out of an oil drum.
Right. But in the case, you want to get something that's clean. There are food oil drums that you can be pretty assured of. But, to be able to use it on a regular basis, maybe.
If they happen to have those down there, that's not a bad idea. I just don't know about shipping such things down. It would make more sense to just go ahead and ship some pallets of water.
I mean, absolutely.
Or just
well, you could pallets of water are problematic because they've got, you know, they do have water down there. It's just that with the rupturing of the pipes and whatnot, mm-hmm. the water is probably still spilling out. They've got it, you know, in natural springs and things. But with that many dead people, you know, you're going to have a lot of rats. You're going to have a lot of, you know, critters, you know, I don't, you know, with feces all over everywhere.
Yeah, it's
the water is going to get tainted quickly. And
yeah.
so it has to be boiled. It has to. And
right.
the big problem in Haiti right now, you know, they used to be the gem of the French colonies. That when France had them as a colony,
when was that?
America gained independence in 1776, and in 1804 France lost Haiti. And when France had Haiti, one third of the French economy, this is the entire French economy with all of their colonies all around the world, one third of their economy was derived from Haiti alone.
It's incredible.
So that's the possibilities of Haiti. I mean, sugar and spice trade. Sugar is actually, you know, if you look at the Fortune 500, sugar still stands out in the top five. And you know, frankly, liquor is mostly sugar and so, you know, between liquor and sugar, you know, candy bars and a variety of different things related to obvious sugar. Sugar is a huge source of income and Haiti is still essentially a colony of major international corporations that are deriving, their income from it. So the next thing that we could do for them is to call for, abandonment of their debt, their international debt. If they dropped their international debt, they would at least have an opportunity to get free and clear from.
Well, they need to drop the government. I mean, that's going to be one of the biggest issues. We were talking during the break about, Garden, you pointed out the Dominican Republic is right next door.
Yeah.
And they don't have the same problems as Haiti. And
they've gotten trillions since 1992.
Yeah, but it's from that international debt.
Well, but the thing is, they've gotten trillions in international aid that isn't tied to any sort of.
It's not trillions.
Literally, they have gotten the Haitian governments, various governments that have come along. Not only have they gotten trillions of dollars in aid, they've gotten food aid that doesn't have to be repaid since the early 1990s, and the place is still a basket case. And I just wanted to mention a couple things. First, as far as the water goes, I like your idea. What you could also do is in that boiling setup, you could use saline water from the ocean. And you wouldn't have to,
you could
boil it and then use the runoff from the steam. You also, you know, the most immediate thing is to get chlorine in there, chlorine tablets, and use that. But I like your idea. Anyway,
By the way, as you're talking, if you go to Wikipedia and you look at the entry for Haiti and then you look at their debt problem, there's this whole section in Wikipedia on their debt. And specifically, I'm not sure if you're familiar with many of the scams that have gone on with whether it's the United Nations or U.S., you know, grants to third world nations. But many of the major international corporations are the recipients of that debt. So, for example, I remember John Danforth. He was the senator from Missouri.
Yeah, you always sounded like Frankenstein, John Danforth.
Right. Well, he was a scammer because his family was Ralston Purina. And I remember one time he was dancing about how he was going to give some international aid to Brazil and how it was going to help the poor Brazilians and this and that and the other. When you looked into that grant, it was specifically a grant for Ralston Purina to buy up the rainforest and develop it. So, you know, when you're talking about this aid to Haiti and it never gets there, look at the corporations that are in there with their hands out. And
by the way, the biggest corporation first, which is the government. You mentioned a politician and he's using his power with the government to grant favors for his buddies at the corporations. Because those corporations wouldn't exist if it wasn't for the government creating them and essentially shielding those men from liability. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The government is the biggest and most dangerous and most outrageous of all the corporations.
I can certainly imagine the aid going to what calls itself the government of Haiti, but by no means governs there. And I can just imagine those people. You know, the presidential palace was destroyed by this earthquake. They have a presidential palace in Haiti?
I mean, wait a minute. How do you say they're not governing? I mean, clearly they're governing Haiti. There's no growth. There's no opportunity for entrepreneurship or advancement. If there weren't government around, we would be seeing growth like you see in Somalia. More coming up at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll do a little comparison between Haiti and the Dominican Republic here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features there, and they're all for free. But another great website you should visit is Gardner's website. Gardner Goldsmith, of course, with us here on Monday nights on the program. His website is libertyconspiracy.com. You can get audio, more audio. Indeed. From the Liberty Conspiracy, great liberty-oriented audio. Plus, You've also got your own forum now, Guard, and other stuff, right?
We have our hotline, and people can listen to the audios to get the hotline number, and we just started up a nice, pretty humongoid 50-gig storage space we're calling the Vault for people who are Cabal members and donate and help us out. So it's cool. We have a good time.
Groovy. Head on over to LibertyConspiracy.com. And before we go back into the discussion about the Dominican Republic and Haiti, I just wanted to point out that jailedactivist.info does now have the information up for Big Mike. We were talking about him last hour. He was arrested over the weekend at a cannabis event. Not for cannabis, but for assaulting a police officer, because they basically set him up. They told him to walk. They told him to go away. They told him he could leave, and they made it so he had to leave between two cops, a very small space between two cops. He tried to get through, brushed by one of them, and then was arrested for assault.
So you don't, when you looked at that video, you didn't see that officer move his arm up to touch Mike when he went by?
It's hard to make a call.
It's really hard to make the
call. I wouldn't say that, but what I did see was as soon as Mike had walked by, the guy was already turning to grab his arm. So it looked like he was ready to grab him as he was walking by. It looked like that was part of the plan. Anyway, the phone number that Kurt was giving out over the air is there at jailedactivist.info, the mailing address for the jail. We're still waiting on mail to jail to get info up and allow you to actually send mail through the web to Mike. But as of right now, it's my understanding you probably will have to send it to John Doe. I don't know what exactly the manner in which you'll have to send him mail if you want to do that. But as we learn more about how to contact Mike inside jail, we'll let you know. But for right now, you can get the phone number over at jailedactivist.info. Give him a call and check in and make sure that they know someone cares about him. So anyway, we're talking about Haiti and just the awful situation down there. Gene the Christian Anarchist called in over the weekend suggesting that people contribute to the Salvation Army's efforts rather than the Red Cross, because the Red Cross is a very bureaucratic, very large organization that just doesn't do a great job at managing its funds very effectively. And I have to say, Gene persuaded me. I went and I gave $100 today to the Salvation Army. So
I like the Salvation Army guys. They're good. And I think of the Red Cross, not only is it really bureaucratic, but I believe in many cases they have the legal monopoly.
Yes, they're tied in very deeply with the state.
Yeah.
But what we were talking about is the economic differences between Haiti and the Dominican Republic. They're on the same island, so why is it that one side of the island is in such dire straits in comparison to the other? And so I was wondering, well, are they that different? And I went over to none other than the CIA's World Factbook.
Hey.
We'll use their information. They do have some statistics.
You paid for it.
Yeah, they do have some statistics on the various different countries around the world in quite an amount of detail here. And according to them, the economy of the Dominican Republic is doing much better than Haiti. In fact, the per capita, because that's what's the important number to look at, per capita GDP from 2008 in the Dominican Republic was $8,200. This is in U.S., denominated in U.S. dollars. So $8,200 per capita GDP. That's the average, right, of what the average person is making?
Not great or anything, but it's a heck of a lot better than a lot of places. And, you know, in the United States, probably about half of, half of what the poverty line is, I would think.
Mm-hmm. So in Haiti, go ahead, take a shot. What's the GDP, the per capita GDP?
I bet it's
$700.
Three digits.
Less than $1,000. It's a little more than that.
$1,300.
$1,300. It's been static. They show you the last 3 years here on the front page, from 2006, 2007, 2008, 1,300 year after year. Whereas in the Dominican Republic,
it's going up.
In 06, it's 7,400. 07, 7,900. 08, 8,200. So that's a dramatic difference. I mean, you're talking about almost eight times the wealth per person on one side of the island versus the other side of the island.
Right.
So,
and all that is bad governance.
Yeah.
That's all you can – I mean, that's it.
Yeah. Well, all governance is bad, but some's worse than others, right? And so clearly the people in Haiti are not being allowed to become entrepreneurs and not being allowed to start their own businesses. And who knows what private property rules are like in Haiti. It may not even exist. I don't know. I don't know the details there.
I think everything is open to the arbitrary whim of the government and those who are connected with the government.
That's really it. It's if you do well enough to make enough money to come up on the radar of somebody who can – take it away from you legally, whatever that means in Haiti. You know, they're going to come along, confiscate it as taxes for the good of the Haitian Republic, and take your stuff.
I not to be too distracted, but I thought it was pretty sad what that guy Pat Robertson said, that you know, many years ago the Haitians, when they threw off the French yoke, they dedicated the island to the devil, and so the problems they've been experiencing ever since, generation after generation, of course, has been cursed because, you know, there is no free will, and the island has been cursed by the...
Yeah. Right, because of what... Even that's a true story, even if it's true that after they threw out the French, that somebody said, I dedicate Haiti to the devil, as though one man would be able to dedicate the entire island and the futures of every other nation.
Born from, and, you know, and how terrible that is to act, and it takes away from an analysis of something that says, look, you know what, I was doing a production for the website, and I said, look, you know, I know this is a sensitive topic, and so people don't want to hear someone grinding his ideological axe on this. But seriously, if you're looking at how to mitigate a disaster, those areas that have assets that are there that have been produced, they're the ones that do best. And if you have heavy machinery, running water, sewage, medicines, things like that, and the only way you can get these things in a larger capacity and more numerous ways is to have expendable income. You need to have productivity, and productivity increases when you have free markets. That's it.
Yeah, let me get some more numbers here. I mean, the Haiti economy is, by comparison here, there are 3.6 million labor force in Haiti compared to 4.19 in Dominican. So similar numbers there. The occupation in the Dominican Republic, 14.6% agriculture, compared to 66% in Haiti. So it's much more agricultural, kind of agrarian.
Yeah, if you
society.
Call it agriculture, I mean, well, their land has been essentially denuded, and there isn't much left in the soil. It's basically run off into the water at this point.
Unemployment rate, 14.1% in the Dominican Republic.
Which is terrible.
In Haiti, it's there's places in the United States where it's 14.1%, right?
It's terrible, too.
Right. Unemployment rate in Haiti, not available. Note, widespread unemployment and underemployment, more than two-thirds of the labor force don't have formal jobs. Poverty below the population below the poverty line in Haiti, 80%. That's an estimate from back in 2003. I mean, they just don't even have numbers in many cases that are recent from Haiti. They're just so in the dark there. As compared to 42% in the Dominican Republic as of 2004. So, I mean, just stark contrast in an island that is divided in two. In fact, the Dominican Republic apparently seceded from Haiti. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the best damn thing they could have done. And the same way, it'd be the best damn thing we can do from New Hampshire to get the hell out of the United States. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbricht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including our chat room. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you have complete privacy in your search. So the search engine isn't cataloging or putting cookies on your machine or anything like that. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
800-259-9231. We're going to shift gears here. We'll come back to a little more international news out of that. Madman Hugo Chavez. He's got something to say about video games now. This guy has something to say about everything. But first, Mark, you've got something that's a little more close to home from the front page of freetalklive.com, in fact, as voted on by our listeners. What's this story?
Yep. This is from, it's from WBAY.com, and it's by Matt Smith. A Wapaka woman, and I assume that's one of the creatures from the Mos Eisley Cantina in Star Wars.
I'm not quite sure on that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Found herself in the middle of a major security investigation at Cleveland's airport. Kimmy Jonke had gone through security. In fact, she was in a secure part of the terminal when she stopped to go to the bathroom before making her connecting flight.
Always a good idea.
Yep, that's when she found a loaded handgun.
Nice.
An investigation with our ABC affiliate in Cleveland uncovered what one U.S. senator calls a serious breach of public safety.
It's a good thing the senator said it because I wouldn't have realized.
In an age of colored threat levels and heightened security, this investigation shows another lapse inside our airports. All Jan Kay and her boyfriend Ryan really remember about last September's trip to Portland was what happened inside the Cleveland airport. Panic. I didn't know what to do. I looked at it and was like, wow, that's a gun. We're past security. What do I do? She probably thought that she might get in trouble for turning it in.
Yeah, and especially if she picked it up. Yeah, right. You don't want to pick it up.
And disastrous consequences could result. She walked into the bathroom, which was past the checkpoints, not far from a boarding gate. The clip was hanging out about an inch and a half, she described. A Cleveland police report confirms a fully loaded .40 caliber pistol was left on top of a toilet paper dispenser.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. A little kid could have grabbed that. The wrong person could have grabbed that. You never know, Jean Kay said.
Yep, and they would have walked right on the airplane with it if they wanted to.
And it could have had germs on it.
We've since learned the gun was traced to a federal customs agent. Customs officials have denied all requests to explain why a highly trained agent left her gun in the bathroom, claiming that there is an internal investigation.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, and I'm sure that'll result in some sort of punishment that'll be very, very strict.
Yeah. That's a recent article, right?
Yeah, this is fresh.
And, and this happened when?
September? Well, September, yeah. And
I wonder why we're only here. That's a very strange thing. That's funny. Yeah, and that's really weird because, you know, the government, when they have their great successes, they're all over, in fact, claiming success for things they didn't even do, like those Heathrow bombers when the former national security guy Michael Chertoff came out and said that the United States was intimately involved in getting those Heathrow bombers a number of years ago. They were intimately involved working with the MI6 and MI5 in England.
Which, didn't they deny that over in England?
Yeah, the British just asked him not to say anything until they had made the bust.
That's
so they were intimately involved.
Right.
Did you, like, not screw up and talk? Just shut your mouth, Chertoff?
And it looks like he managed to pull that little part off. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So, the story goes on. Furthermore, we're told the agent has been allowed to retire. No record of discipline.
Sweet.
Or many answers.
That's what I meant when I said harsh.
Yeah.
Just let him go home early and retire.
This is something that can happen. This isn't, oops, I made a mistake, I forgot to do this. No, this was something serious. People's lives were in danger, said Junkie. What happens when it happens again? Are they just going to do the same thing? Okay, don't do it next time. That's not fair to anyone who's flying. And I guess, once again, the question I want to, I don't think that leaving a loaded handgun in a bathroom stall is the worst thing that could happen, because I don't think these things get up and run around and jump up and kill people. Yes, a child could have gotten one. That would be terrible. The statistical likelihood of somebody who's going to hijack the plane and blow it up getting it is pretty slim.
Yeah.
So that's not what horrifies me.
But it's a big screw up.
It's a big screw up. It's
embarrassing.
It's an embarrassment to an organization that claims its only claim to legitimacy is security. It can't do that right. It is not very good at security. But what the difference is imagine for a second that you, radio listener, you brought your .40 caliber accidentally to the TSA checkpoint. You just forgot that you happened to have it.
Some people have left knives in their bags and they haven't remembered. And
can you imagine what your life would be like?
Yeah.
You wouldn't get your retirement.
No.
Just look at that guy who walked the wrong way through the New Jersey Air Force a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
National news everywhere. The thing was shut down for 5 hours.
Did they shut down? Was there a shutdown in the airport in this case?
I didn't hear anything about a shutdown back in September.
You think there would be a national shutdown. Yeah. I mean, that's how they generally do it when there's tourists doing something. Well, here you go.
Did I detect a George Bush accent on that?
That's what that was.
There was a story over the weekend, and we didn't get a chance to touch on it, but I had it on Saturday night, about one of the airports, I think it was in Washington, that was shut down over the weekend because somebody had walked into a door that was for employees only. And I guess they caught him on video doing this, whoever the person was.
And then couldn't find him anywhere.
And then, again, couldn't find him. And so they shut it all down, and nobody could get on their planes. And so basically, because these bureaucrats and these security organizations, the TSA, are so incompetent
that they can't even find somebody who has done something that they believe is possibly dangerous. Odds are somebody just walked through the wrong door, you know. Maybe they said in the story, the first paragraph of the story was that he just left one of the bars, so he probably had a few too many at the, you know, the airline bar, was trying to find the bathroom, a little too drunk, swings the door open, and if it's for employees only, lock the flipping door.
Yeah, right. That's the craziest part of this. These security experts don't know enough to lock the unauthorized area door.
You got unlocked doors. You got guns being left in stalls.
Maybe they don't want them locked because they know that the caliber of people who are working there, they'll leave the keys around, and then the bad guys would get the keys. So you got that secondary problem.
Yeah,
of, you know,
bad,
we
yeah.
can't trust you guys with keys.
Yeah. Right. These people can't even spell incompetent.
Yeah. So it's just incident after incident where nothing's happening. There's nothing dangerous that's going on. Somebody went through the wrong door. Does the door lead out to the concourse? I don't know. Did anyone go out there? What, they said they saw it on the video cameras. Why don't you have more cameras? You mean you're spending all your money on the guards? Well, clearly they're not doing a good job.
Well, at least they can see me naked.
Well, there is that. But, I mean, if you had cameras all over the place, right, you'd at least be able to see once the guy goes in the door. If you had cameras back in the employees' area, back in the secure areas, I don't know if they do or they don't. It didn't seem like they did, right? Because if they had cameras, they would have been able to follow him. Oh, there he's going through that door. Let's check the next camera. Okay, that's where he went. You know, but they don't even have they don't even have camera coverage. You managed to get into the employee area, and you're as good as a ghost.
That's great. Perfectly scared.
They don't know what to do with you once you make it through the unauthorized area door.
It's
putting
crazy.
The sign up is enough. And this is why we say over and over again on Free Talk Live, the TSA is nothing but security theater. It is
an expensive play.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah, an expensive play, absolutely.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Of course, the answer to airport security is to get it out of the government's hands. Put it in the airports, just make the airport or the airlines, better yet, the people that are deciding how security is run. Then you'll have competition as a factor again. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Angar.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just head on over there, enter Amazon through that link. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet superstore. I mean, you can buy everything from toilet paper to Gardner Goldsmith's book,
yeah,
Live Free or Die, that's available over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. You can buy used items even through Amazon, dozens of categories, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand new items. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
All right, Gardner, critical yes. thinking question.
Dig.
First, imagine you live in an area controlled by a violent gang.
Yes, easy.
What if you started using words like we and us when discussing the gang and their activities?
Easy to slip into that.
Yeah, even though you're not in the gang and no one in the gang really knew or cared about you.
Mm.
And a lot of the gang's activities actually hurt you and your family. Would this kind of thinking eventually lead to sympathy for the gang's activities? Or resistance to the idea that the gang was even doing anything wrong. What if the violent gang was able to develop a 12-year indoctrination system that encouraged this kind of thinking?
Hold on a minute. Sounds familiar.
What if the violent gang already did? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and the worship of violent gangs. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more.
That's awesome podcast.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231, so you can bring up anything. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Ted is in the woods on the amp line. Hello, Ted.
How you doing, Gard? Ian? Mark?
Hey. Hey, Ted. What's on your mind tonight?
Man, I was wondering if any of you guys ever made that Sputnik that I was telling you about the other night.
What was that now? Recap for me.
Man, that was the egg carton, hot air balloon type device that I use primarily to screw with the alien conspiracy type theorists.
No, I'm sorry. I haven't had the spare time to be putting that together.
Putting together
nobody's
a highly flammable
device. All right, I was hoping I'd get a good tale of someone that had set one off.
For all we know, you may have inspired somebody out there, Ted. I don't know.
I was hoping so. I had dreams of Sputnik still in the sky that night when I called in.
Well, besides, you know, we've got to remember here in New Hampshire that they passed a law a little while ago that fines people for letting balloons go into the sky.
That's true.
Well, yeah, this ain't because no balloon, though. See, you could talk your way around that one because you say it's technically not really a balloon. It's a garbage bag, right?
All right, there you go. That's perfect. I like that. You know, yeah.
I got that lawyer mentality about me.
Just don't use it for evil, my friend. Don't use your powers for evil.
You know, I'll do my best.
As an aside, that balloon thing—that was one of those laws that the kids came up with, wasn't it?
It had to do with, like, whale blowholes.
I think George Costanza was behind it. I mean, it's like call. It's just so stupid.
So, Ted, you got anything else on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah. I want to know. I have another little plan. Have you ever sat there and said to yourself, man, I could really use a rocket launcher right now?
I don't know.
Yes,
who
I
hasn't?
Have.
I've numerous times.
Yes, I have.
That's happened to me. I can't even count the amount of times that's happened to me where I've been saying, man, I could use a rocket launcher right now.
What was the last one?
What's that?
That was the last time. When was the last time that happened?
A giant turkey came into my yard, and I was thinking, man, I'd like to shoot this
that
turkey with
would
a
be
rocket
fun.
Launcher.
Yeah.
It's threatening my life right now because it's a dangerous little animal.
Excellent.
So what does one do if one has always felt like they needed a giant rocket launcher?
Well, if you feel like you ever need a rocket launcher, all you got to do is you got to go get some simple supplies that you can get from any damn model store, the Walmart maybe, and you got yourself a rocket launcher. All you need is you need some black powder percussion caps.
You can get that at Walmart?
Black powder rifle? Yes, sir, you can. You can around here anyway.
What rifle goes? What was the next
black powder?
It's a black powder rifle, you know, like the old-timey... revolutionary types, you got the black powder rifle.
Wait, so you need the whole rifle, not just black powder?
No, you don't need the rifle. You need that percussion cap. There's
gotcha.
In order to shoot a black powder rifle, you need this little percussion cap. It's a little brass-looking deal that you stick on the nipple, and it sets off the powder.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, all you need is to take one of them and get yourself on a model rocket, the big old engine model rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And you fill that nose cone up with black powder, and you put that little... brass percussion cap on the end of that with a thumbtack straight to the end of it.
Oh, man.
And that way, that percussion cap, when that hits a wall or something, it should set off that percussion cap and ignite that powder you done filled that nose cone with.
Nice. So you've actually tried this?
Oh, yeah. I blew up an old chicken coop with it.
Thank you, Ted.
I needed to get rid of this chicken coop, and I was all like, well... I could just tear it down with the tractor.
What do you load it up? What do you load the rocket into?
I used my old potato gun, tell you the truth.
Yeah, potato guns.
Yep, that
everybody
makes sense.
Knows about potato
guns.
Those
are
fun. I was thinking about calling in and telling everybody how to make a potato gun, but then I was like, you know what? This rocket launcher is a little, not as many people know about it.
Yeah, that's high tech. I like it. And hey, how many other radio shows can you learn how to build a rocket launcher on? I mean, this is great. Are you really going to try that at home?
Baby.
I'm just wondering, Ted, when did your wife leave you?
My wife may never leave me. She's still in there. She's washing dishes right now. She had both hands down in the dishes, so I was letting her sip my beer a little bit ago.
Oh, God. She's the one who wanted the chicken coop brought down.
Ted, I just gotta know. Do you have any Russian in your roots or anything? Because I gotta know, man. Because Molotov would be proud of his great grandson, my friend.
Oh yeah, well, Molotov. He made a great invention, and it's still practical use today. You never know when you need a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, Ted, I'm gonna thank you for the call tonight. I don't want him to dry up here too soon. That was great. A good call. 800-259-9231.
Let her have a sip of my beer.
I think he's better than Jamie in Kentucky.
Oh.
That was great. That was awesome.
I don't think either of them are characters.
That's awesome.
I think Ted is real. No. I believe
he's calling on the amp line.
He's
great. I don't think we have a Ted on the. I don't know.
Maybe
we do.
I want him.
I want him on MythBusters with Adam and Jamie. When in doubt, C4.
You don't think he blew up the chicken coop? Because he said I could have either tore down the chicken coop with the tractor, or I could. I decided I'd blow it up. Hey, you don't come up with those kind of facts off the top of your head, dude. I mean, that guy really blew up a chicken coop with a homemade rocket launcher.
I like this. Yeah, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's part of the fun with characters on Free Talk Live. You don't know if they're real or not.
I don't care if the accent's real. I don't care.
All right. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, you mentioned the balloon thing. This law in New Hampshire that you can't let balloons go. There's some sort of fine. Right. 250, yeah. You said?
I can't remember. Yeah. Something like that.
I was reading a story about that somewhere, and somebody pointed out that it was the... Oh, no, I remember what it was. It was a story about the state drink.
Oh, and there are... Oh, God. Every year they have the kids. Come on, kids, we'll show you the state house. Now you can come up with a really dumb idea.
Right, exactly.
And then everybody has to live with it forever and ever.
Isn't it cute?
Because government never goes away, kids.
Well, what they always do is, and I don't know if I'm jumping on your shrapnel here, but, they always say, it gave the kids a great lesson in the lawmaking process. Like, no! They just passed something really stupid. It reinforces the ridiculousness of the idea that government should go and do things that are completely contrary to the very concept of why government reform was formed in the United States.
It absolutely is dangerous, this mentality, and what is happening essentially is elementary school classes across the state, and I'm sure this happens all over the place in this country. They are learning about government. And, of course, they're learning about it from the government. And so everything they're going to be told is, well, kids, this is how it's the executive branch and the legislative branch, and there's the judicial branch, and now we're going to look at the legislative branch. And I guess I don't talk like that in New Hampshire. But anyway, that's all I've got is the southern accent, right?
That's fine.
Now we're going to look at the legislative branch, and what we do is we're going to make a law, and then we're going to take it up to the state house, and this is how things work. When you want to control other people, you go to the state house, and you tell them what to do. And so the kids have come up now, and we talked about this when it originally came out here in New Hampshire, was some kids in a class decided they wanted to advocate for apple cider to be the state drink. They want to pass a law to make apple cider the state drink. And I believe we predicted that there would be inevitably some other group of kids that would come out and be against apple cider and want to, put forth cola or, something else that they like, or Mountain Dew.
Milk.
Milk is what they came up with.
Well, milk, I believe that what was said on the show is, there are lots of different types of drinks produced right here in New Hampshire. It's not just apple cider, but there's milk and, I'm sure there's a bunch of other stuff. I don't know. I don't know all the drinks that are produced, but I know that there's on the way to the airport, I go by a spring water bottling place. Don't the spring water bottlers want spring water to be the state drink?
Let's get into this more tomorrow night if we get a chance. I'll make a note, and we'll get back to the milk apple cider silly nonsense debate here. Also, still the Venezuela story. I got that for you tomorrow night, too. Plus, your calls about whatever's on your mind. And half the time, we hardly get to this stuff. Anyway, Gard, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.